And those that need mercy, perhaps. Here we go.
This is why we can't have nice things.
It is our daily dose of the dumb dumbs. And it starts us in Florida. Now, this guy in Florida is just waiting in the drive-thru line. He's at a Popeye's Chicken.
Love that chicken for Popeye.
He's just doing his thing. He's just waiting. And then all of a sudden, this drunk woman walks up to the window in front of him and starts yelling.
Oh.
Well, first of all, you can't walk up to a drive-thru.
No,
I don't understand
the rules,
why,
yeah.
But you can't. And she was demanding a Baconator and wasn't going to leave until she got one. And the problem is that's a Wendy's product, mm-hmm. not a Popeye's. So this particular lady, though, she complained about how long she'd been waiting for it, how she is from California, and how she went back and forth between wanting to fist bump the guy and then looking like she wanted to fight him. So police eventually show up and then let her know that Wendy's is the home of the Baconator and then that this is your new home for the night.
Dum, 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 dum.
And she slept it off.
You know, everyone wants to get buffed, look good, but here's the thing. Supplements on that journey can be very expensive. So what is the solution if the price tag is just too high? You grab your lady and help yourself, KB. A man working at the counter of a health food store was making a smoothie, so a couple took the opportunity to start stuffing a variety of protein powder and vitamins and all the different things smack dab into their pants before taking off. Police are now on the hunt. One guess as to where this happened? Davie, Florida. Supplements in the pants.
Well, it's leg day.
Bruh.
Hey.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to Salzburg, Austria.
Oh, let's.
Three elderly nuns in their 80s have defied their diocese and run away from their nursing home to return to their former convent.
Yeah.
There in Salzburg. And they're living there now, despite it not having any water or electricity. So what they did is they, well, first of all, the diocese was like saying, this place is not fit for three nuns that are over 80 and there's stairs and we need to put you something else. In fact, it's probably that time. So Sister Regina, 86, Sister Rita, 81, and Sister Bernadette, 88, said no. And then they snuck out of their nursing home, returned to the Schloss Goldenstein, the Alpine Convent and Girls' School, and they reopened it. And now they're on TikTok, and now they're over 10,000 followers, and now they got their convent back.
That's so cute!
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a generation and a group of women. I mean, they're self-reliant.
They nun, 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 nun.
Normally, we love a hot girl summer, but 2025 has given us a few twists and turns. Apparently, the biggest look of the season is sardines. You know, like the cans of fish that some people like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere, with designs from bath mats to dinnerware. And it could be a byproduct of the economy. Folks are pinching pennies. Unfortunately, we now have the nickname of Stinky Girl Summer.
Yeah, it's the smell of the season.
Dum, 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 dum.
They float, by the way. St. Petersburg, Florida woman receives a $50,000 water bill. Ashley Wright was pretty floored, opened her mail, found the bill technically demanding $48,453.66. The utility company corrected their error, though.
Oh, good.
It was their error. Error. And they said, sorry about that. Somewhere there's a leak. In some way or another, we charged you for it. Of course, on the side, Ashley had been playing a little.
I like big buckets.
Mm-hmm. So that can get out of hand. Please conserve water when playing Will It Float, like we do every Thursday.
Dum, 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 dum.
Kind of.
Mr. Beast may be a popular influencer, but here's the thing. All those followers don't necessarily make you invincible or smart, for that matter. He decided to let Mike Tyson give him a punch to the gut right before his latest match.
Hmm.
Understandably, this did not go over well. He wound up writhing in the floor on pain and is now the subject of memes surfacing around the world. I think the best question in response to all this Why didn't he hit Jake Paul like this?
Yeah. Well, he did that for money, too. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let's go to the happiest place on earth, Lake Buena Vista, Florida.
Aww,
you know where that is.
Disney.
That's home of Disney World. And now investigators in Florida are searching for a man who robbed a Disney Springs restaurant by, quote, swimming up in scuba gear and a wetsuit and then swimming away after he stole thousands of dollars. Check this out. So, this Disney World, and it was a Disney Springs restaurant. So, it's kind of off the lake. It's the Paddlefish restaurant, themed like everything else, and he swims up shortly after midnight after it closed to guests. The man comes out of the water in his wetsuit scuba gear, walks into the manager's office where cash from the night's being counted, deposited. He forces two employees to go to the corner, forces them away, and then takes the money. So they think anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. And then he was gone in 2 minutes, back into the sea.
So aren't there alligators down there too?
Yeah. Oddly, the guy also described as about 6'3" and has a hook for a hand. So that's Disney.